News, I'm Mary Rose. A Republican pollster has a warning for GOP lawmakers about health care tax credits that are set to expire at the end of the year.
Trump pollster John McLaughlin says Congress must preserve key health care tax credits for millions of people in the individual health insurance marketplace. Otherwise, he warns, working class Americans, including MAGA supporters, will get hit with a tax increase and many will lose their health care coverage. McLaughlin, who wrote a townhall.com op-ed, says the Obamacare subsidies are widely popular among Republicans and Democrats, and says the GOP will risk significant political consequences if the tax credits aren't extended. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A weaker than expected August jobs report is fueling hopes that the Fed could be close to cutting interest rates.
America's employers added a paltry 22,000 jobs last month. Economists had been expecting more than 76,000 new jobs. And what's more, June's numbers were revised downward, reflecting a loss of jobs for the first time in almost 4 years. All of this increases speculation the Federal Reserve will cut its benchmark interest rate, perhaps by a quarter point, perhaps even more, when policymakers meet in just over a week. Rich Thomason, Washington.
In Texas this week, the families of some of the children who died at Texas's Camp Mystic during catastrophic flooding joined Governor Greg Abbott as he signed a series of new summer camp flood safety laws.
They pleaded for swift action. They pleaded that their daughters did not die in vain. They pleaded for camp safety.
South Korea says it has reached a deal with the U.S. on the release of South Korean workers detained at a Hyundai plant in Georgia during an immigration raid. This is SRN News. Experts in the United Kingdom are worried about the birth rate.
In an industrialized country, every woman of childbearing age needs to have an average of 2.1 kids to keep the population level. In Britain, the current birth rate is 1.4. In Scotland, it's 1.3. Academics and policymakers are sounding the alarm, warning that the UK's generous welfare state will be unsustainable if the population declines. Low birth rates are the rule throughout most of the industrialized world now. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of last month's deadly shooting at a Catholic church in Minnesota, dioceses around the country are looking to their security arrangement. Catholic leaders in the Archdiocese of L.A. and Chicago have ordered all schools to go over their safety plans and ensure that churches and chapels are included. This is SRN News. Baseball's Iron Man celebrates the 30th anniversary of surpassing the Iron Horse.
It was a memorable baseball evening that captured national attention on September 6, 1995, when Baltimore Oriole great Cal Ripken Jr. broke baseball's seemingly unbreakable mark, Lou Gehrig's consecutive games record. When the game became official, the number 2131 was unfurled in right field from the brick facade of the B&O warehouse as fireworks lit up Camden Yards. In pregame festivities to mark the occasion yesterday, the Hall of Fame infielder rode in a red convertible around the ballpark. Ripken would extend his record to 2,632 games. George Williams reporting.
Law enforcement officials have removed a peace vigil that had stood outside the White House for more than four decades after President Trump ordered it to be taken down as part of the clearing of homeless encampments in the nation's capital. More details at srnnews.com.